Earlier this month, a federal court in Montana sided with wildlife advocates, saying that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service needs to do more to protect wolverines from climate change. Recently, Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards took a snowmobile ride into Wyoming's wolverine country to find out how the species is doing there.
The snow turns to mush in the warm sun under our snowmobile tread. I'm tagging along with Wyoming Game and Fish wolverine biologist Lee Taffelmeyer into the south end of the Wind River Range to take down a motion-censored camera he's been baiting with roadkill deer in an effort to take photos of wolverines. It's all part of a multi-state project to count this elusive species in the West. Last year, they took 53 photos of an estimated 5 animals. After the snowmobile ride, we plan to ski several miles, too.
It's just the nature of wolverine research is that it's going to be hard.
That's because wolverines live in the highest mountains and are very rare. Lee says trapping in the 19th century nearly wiped them out. Researchers think there's only around 300 in the lower 48 and only those 5 in Wyoming. But Taffelmeyer says as the largest animal in the weasel family, they're not shy.
A lot of people would just call them like badasses, really. That's a one-word description of a wolverine.
He says one radio-collared male was tracked from Yellowstone and oil field workers reported seeing him crossing the Red Desert. Then he turned up in Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado, almost 500 miles away.
I mean, this is an animal that's 2 feet off the ground, weighs 25, 40 pounds, and it just goes. You know, it'll go anywhere. You know, it'll cross the Tetons in a day, you know, across from Jenny Lake over to the west side.
Anywhere in search of food. Its Latin name is Gulo Gulo, gluttonous glutton. It hunts down snowshoe hares, marmots, squirrels.
They've been known to take down animals as big as a moose before, but that's rare.
In winter, though, they're alpine scavengers.
There's a story that a wolverine dug down through 20 feet of avalanche debris to find a dead mountain goat. So that's 20 feet of concrete
we just dug through.
That wolverine smelled it through that and dug straight down to that carcass.
So we'll go up and to the right.
Okay.
Today, we learned something about how hard snow digging can be. On our way to collect photos, the snowmobiles get stuck in the fast-melting snow, really stuck, and we decide to turn back. But for wolverines, there's no escaping this wet snow. Right now, females are raising young in snow dens. The Wolverine Foundation director, Rebecca Waters.
When the snow is really wet and heavy and the water starts to drop out of the snowpack, it's a problem because then the kits get wet inside the den and that's potentially, you know, a problem for disease and becoming ill and getting cold.
Her group isn't one of those challenging the federal decision to list wolverines, but she says she's glad the courts sent them back to the drawing board. Waters says with their crampon-like claws and snowshoe-shaped feet, wolverines are an ice age animal that persisted into a warming era.
You know, the problem with climate change as a threat to a species like the wolverine is the fact that this is a systemic threat. It's at a society-wide and global level. And so I think we need to assess what the states are doing and look at how that turns out.
By states, she means Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Washington, working together on a federal grant to count wolverines and study their range. She says states were able to adopt strict regulations to keep sage-grouse from getting listed, so maybe they can do the same for wolverines. Nicole Bjornley with Wyoming Game and Fish says Wyoming hopes to do just that.
We classify wolverines as a species of greatest conservation need in the state, as well as a protected animal by statute. And so Game and Fish has long recognized that this is a potentially sensitive species, one that we just haven't had the opportunity to really devote some funds and personnel to up until now.
To get a better count of wolverines, she says next year they plan to set up 25 more cameras in the Bighorn Range and the national parks. She says there's even talk of relocating wolverine into the state from Alaska, where there are larger populations. As to the camera I snowmobiled out to see with Lee Taffelmeyer, he gives me a call after he pulls it down a few days later. While he didn't get any photos of wolverines this time.
And then it looks like we have a red fox. Oh, we got a little squirrel here.
No wolverines this time.
No wolverines this time. No, that's too bad.
The elusive wolverine slips away again. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.